nappyafro.com.
What's going on, people, man? Welcome to the Frocast, episode 284. This is your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Chevy Brister. What's going on, man? I'm not alone. I'm joined with Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. the Queen of Standards, a.k.a. the QVC Queen, and a.k.a. your grade is your motherfucking grade. I'm in the building.
I like your grade is your grade better. You didn't have to add the cussing words to it.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, for reading your AKAs, that wasn't bad. But, you know, let's make it a little smoother.
Okay, so now we're doing that.
Now, let's just make it a little smoother. I mean, you're supposed to be professional about it. This is not your first rodeo. This is not your first podcast.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I'm just saying. If you're gonna be, you know what I'm saying, in the spotlight, you need to relish that spotlight. You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
We're in a room where there is no light.
There is some light here. Hey, don't worry about that. You be the light. Exactly.
So it's the roast.
Exactly. Ain't no roast.
I mean, nobody had to know my paper was out.
I mean, nobody would have known your paper was out. You just need to roll with the jokes. Don't. I say a lot of things on this show. Just keep rolling with it. Don't. You know, you getting all, you know, being all funny with it. But, hey, anyway, people, what's going on, man? Saul Wright's not here. He caught the cooties, and he won't be here this week. Actually, Saul Wright caught a bad case of strep throat. Standing in line waiting for those Big Baller Brand shoes. Took a toll on Saul Wright's voice, so he's not here this week. So hopefully Saul Wright get better so we can get him in. I don't know if we're going to do a show next week because next week, you know, the Roy family be out of town. So who knows? We might have the Fro body in here next week, last show of the year. So this might be the last time you hear us this year in 2017. But who knows? You never know. But how you been doing, Queen Germ, since last week?
I've been doing pretty good besides the long lines outside my office. It's been good.
Why are there long lines at your office?
Due to my profession. Lots of people are crying. Grades are in. Hence my last AKA minus the curse word, since you said it sounded better that way.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, people crying about their grades, needing a fraction of a point.
Yeah.
Ignoring the fact that I gave them 5 points, 5 percentage points.
I thought we weren't doing extra points this semester.
Well, I felt sorry for them because it was 20-something people would have failed the class. If I didn't give them the 5 points, and then another group felt like they were so close to the finish line that they needed another point, and I needed them to know that I'd already given them what I could give them. And that's what
Just next semester, no points. Just stop giving points because these kids these days, they don't need points. They need to earn their grades. Like, I get tired of hearing kids, "Oh, that teacher gave me a B. She gave me a C. She gave..." No, teachers, listen, in college, teachers don't give you shit, okay? You earn every motherfucking thing. These little young kids, so stop giving points. That's your baby in them. You need to stop doing that. It's not helping them out at all.
What's the next topic on your list?
The topic. First topic of the day is, we want to start off by saying RIP to Combat Jack. Combat Jack, I think his real name is Reggie Osei, but cancer took him. He had colon cancer. And we just found out about Combat Jack in the last month or two that he had it, and he succumbed to it already. So I want to do a rest in power to Combat Jack, who is a pioneer in this podcasting, hip-hop thing. I mean, he's not just a regular podcast. Combat Jack is, he was a hip-hop lawyer or something like that. You know, y'all do y'all research on Combat Jack. I know who he is. I'm not going to sit here and bore y'all with all the stats and stuff that Combat Jack did. Just want to start off the show by saying that. So peace to the dog, Combat Jack, man. You know, it was an honor listening to some of your shows. You were very informative with this hip-hop shit. So, you know, you will be missed. So I had to start off the show with that. That's sad. Like, two of the last three shows, we started out with a rest in peace, man. But it is what it is. And, you know, now we got the serious thing out the way. Let's get to the fuckery that is known as the Frocast. First topic of the day, man. A man sues Fletcher Cox for $25,000 for ruining his marriage. Fletcher Cox is an NFL player. And I want to read the story to you.
His marriage wasn't worth much if you saw suing for number $25,000.
$25,000.
That ain't nothing, shit.
Philadelphia Eagles defensive tackle Fletcher Cox sacked with a lawsuit for allegedly seducing another man's wife.
Basically ruined my life because I thought I was going to be with this woman forever.
According to these documents filed in North Carolina, the two-time Pro Bowler being sued for alienation of affection. 34-year-old Joshua Jeffords, a former sergeant in the Marines, claiming his marriage to wife Catherine was destroyed after she met Cox on a business trip in March.
Our marriage was excellent from the moment I first saw her. I knew I was going to marry her. I thought definitely she was my soulmate.
The lawsuit alleging an adulterous affair ensued, and the two stayed in touch via Snapchat and text. Cox allegedly texting her, "I want to get you pregnant." Catherine responding, "We'd make some damn beautiful babies."
I found some pictures that he had sent to her that I found highly inappropriate. I know that she texted him after I had found out, and the only thing she texted was, "He knows."
North Carolina is only one of seven states that allows so-called alienation of affection lawsuits. In 2010, a North Carolina woman won a $9 million judgment against the alleged mistress of her husband of 33 years. As for the Jeffords, Joshua says they split shortly after he confronted his wife over the alleged relationship. Joshua says he was admitted to a treatment facility for substantial emotional distress and is seeking at least $50,000 in damages.
He's taken about everything from me that anyone could have taken that was important to me.
So, I mean, he ain't
that's
trying to...
That's a part-time job. Shit, your marriage ain't worth nothing if it's worth $25,000.
He filed over alleged seduction of his wife. So, Philadelphia Eagles defensive lineman Fletcher Cox is being sued for allegedly encroaching on another man's marriage. I like what they did there. Nice play on words. According to the Charlotte Observer, Cox has been accused of seducing a North Carolina man's wife and ruining their marriage, leading to substantial emotional distress. In the state of North Carolina, a person can sue for alienation of affection in civil court. Whoa. The plaintiff, Joshua Jeffords, said that his formerly happy marriage began to fall apart once he learned that the 26-year-old Cox was communicating with his wife via text messages and Snapchat. Jeffords claimed that Cox and his wife had sexually charged conversations, including at least two text messages from Cox allegedly saying he wanted to get the woman pregnant. Jeffords claims that the 6'4", 310 defensive tackle sent at least one photo of his penis to the married woman. Oh, man. Jeffords' wife sent messages to Cox calling him boo and saying she was loving everything you have to say and I really like you. We make some damn beautiful babies and I want to get to know you, babe. I know we are compatible sexually, according to the lawsuit. He says Cox met and seduced his wife when she was on a work trip to Pennsylvania in April. After confronting his wife about the affair, Jeffords say in the lawsuit that his wife visited Pennsylvania multiple times and moved there on October 28th after putting her belongings in a storage unit. Jeffords reportedly checked himself into a mental health facility to be treated for substantial emotional distress after discovering the extramarital activity involving Cox. He's seeking at least $50,000 in damages. So, according to the law in North Carolina, he has the right to sue, but how you feel about the situation?
If I was a man, my manhood wouldn't allow me to sue another man for seducing my wife or whatever he's trying to call it.
But this is an NFL player, man. This is not a regular nigga.
No, because you know, if she out there, she would fuck a regular nigga. So my thing is, it doesn't matter. That's the problem. Even with these people and this other stuff they got going on, people are coming after people because they know that they can get paid. If you telling me this was a regular dude, you would have did what? You would have been mad with your wife, and then what would have happened? Y'all would have decided what y'all were going to do and moved on.
It would have been over.
Okay, you said it would have been over. But at the same time, you going to sue a man because he got money? That's crazy.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you made my wife move to Pennsylvania.
He didn't make that woman do nothing. That's just like Joe Blow meeting her, and if she won't take her hot tail up the road, she would have went right on where she was going.
Maybe the marriage was over, and he just didn't know that.
That's very possible. But the point I'm making is the fact that if somebody got money does not mean that they should be subjected to all these legal ramifications because of their actions when the random person is not going to be sued because you don't have nothing to get. You going to get some of these bills I got over here. Ain't nobody going to get no money out of me.
That's why he want 50 grand. He like, listen, you want my wife? Give me $50,000.
So that means
you
can have her. Okay, so then that means a nigga can come to you today and say, I got $50,000 on your wife. I want you to walk away and let me have her. Really?
It depends on what you did. I need more than that.
I'm saying I ain't did nothing yet. So the person just come and proposition you.
Nah.
They say they come to you and say,
you come at me with receipts, so I got text messages, you and him texting back and forth. Oh yeah, this nigga getting sued.
No, I ain't even saying getting sued. If you saying you could take a check.
A check from this my man. Distress.
Okay, it don't even matter about the distress.
That's this what person, he's not selling his. He's selling for his emotional distress. He had to check into a mental hospital.
He wanted to. He did this for the look of it. That ain't nothing wrong with that man.
What you mean ain't nothing wrong with him?
Ain't nothing wrong with him.
How you know all his chips ain't in on, you know what I'm saying?
Ain't nothing wrong with him.
He might have really loved her.
He probably
and then
did.
She went out there and fell in love with this NFL player that sweet talked to her and sending her dick pics and all this stuff. And you know.
Like I said. There's nothing wrong with the man, and the same thing is the case. You don't have to wait till the person goes and cheats on you. I'm saying if you all you want is $50,000 and you're willing to walk away from your marriage, then that means the person give you the $50,000 before they even start messing with your wife, and then you saying that you'll be willing to walk away. If this girl's telling you, I like this guy, we want to give it a try, he gonna give you this money for you to just leave me alone, and you will agree to take this check for $100,000, $250,000, just to say, okay, Queen Germ, pack your stuff, and you can go with this man.
If that's where your heart want to be at, he's willing to give me $250,000, I would be like, yes. Okay.
So that means you don't love the person.
I do love you, but if you don't love me, then...
Why would you even want the person's money then?
Because
the money has nothing to do with
love.
That'll
make you feel better.
Oh, it'll make you feel better?
Yeah. At least, you know what I'm saying, I'd be like, well, I miss my baby, but at least I got $250,000. I mean, that's a nice, you know, that's a good trade-off. If you don't want it, I can see if it was like we were still in love, and then, you know what I'm saying, I did that. But nah, if we ain't in love no more.
We still in love, and somebody knocks on your door today and say, I really like your wife.
Oh, no.
She really likes me.
You're worth more than me. You're worth more than me than $250,000.
You contradicting yourself.
No, if you... In that situation.
You don't know that situation. Obviously, this man is a lunatic. And
no, he's
still
not a lunatic.
Yes, he is. Because you check yourself in the hospital behind your wife cheating on you. But you didn't have a chance if it was an NFL player. And you saying that she... I mean, the reason why the lady liked him is partly because of the same reason why you're going to accept this money if he gave it to you. Is because the man has money. So the man moved her to wherever she went to. She didn't get...
She had her stuff in the storage room. So,
well, anybody to pick up their
who
stuff.
Who knows what her living condition is up in Philadelphia?
Well, I don't know what it is.
She ran up there for some dick.
Okay, and if she ran up there for some dingling, I promise you, there's some dollars behind them nuts.
Yeah, I mean, after he get that, who knows? And see, that's the thing. She gonna get up there, the man gonna get what he want, and then she gonna be sitting there like, I mean, you know, like, come on now. Then what you gonna do? You can't come back home. You can't come back.
Well, obviously, all she got to do is come back. The man around here talking about something, he checking himself into mental institutions.
Hey, once he get that check, I'm
telling
you, his whole mental state going...
$50,000 is not going to last him long.
His whole mental state going to get better once he get that money. I mean, $50,000 ain't life-changing money. It's definitely year-changing money. You know, my year is different. He might, you know, go out there and find him like a little young girl or something.
And the young girl is not going to want him because if anybody is a regular dude, if you ain't trying to work 2-3 jobs, no young girl is going to be faithful to you because you do not have nothing to offer them. If you're an old man, you ain't busting no nuts on a regular basis, then people is going to get tired of your sex and then they going to be doing what? She going to be with you because you got a place for her to stay. And then on the weekends, she going to be saying she's doing everything under the sun and the chick is going to be screwing somebody else.
Wow.
Stay in your lane.
So in this situation, you think the husband is wrong for suing the man?
I think he is a punk.
So what he's supposed to do?
Like, if your wife is trifling, let the heifer go. That's all I'm saying. It's no price tag on that.
Under the law, she has caused him emotional distress.
He is pretending.
How's he pretending? How you know this man ain't really loving? Like that would break his heart. She was his cinnamon apple.
Yeah.
She was his cinnamon apple.
Yeah. And dumb people crazy too. Nonetheless.
Love make you crazy.
Yeah, but what
have
I'm
you done some
to
crazy
you,
things? What's some crazy thing you done behind love? It ain't had to be with me. I know you had relationships before me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Tell me some crazy things you did besides going to the jailhouse and all that stuff.
Really?
That's what you said. You said that on the show, not me.
I did.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I might have been feeling good at
the end. Yes. You talk when we was talking about the jail.
Yeah, that was maximum security prison, but yeah.
So when y'all, did you ever go meet him, see him, or did y'all was y'all between the glass or y'all like
where he was able to talk
the visiting room,
yeah, sit across the table from each other, you know.
You ain't sit on his lap or nothing like that.
I'd rather not say.
Oh, did you do some illegal stuff on him, beat him off or something like that?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, kick Queen Jern, come on, you the queen of standards.
That's what y'all gave me.
You was young and crazy, dude. Yeah, I can't believe that.
I mean, you know, different
things. I found out new stuff about my wife on this show every week.
We didn't have sex.
I know you had sex, but you had you jacked him off.
Not really. But
what did you do then? You just touched it?
Yeah. And we had like
that was enough.
We had a little picture booth or whatever. And so you could go into this little room and somebody would take your pictures or whatever. So of course, you know, the guards weren't there. It was somebody who was like a trustee or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they would take your pictures and stuff like that. So you were able to be off on the side and nobody's supervising you really. So you get your little rub one out and
wow. You know. Man. Rub one out.
Whatever. I mean, it's just something about, you know.
So you jacked him off in the jails. Oh, what happens? Y'all had sex?
No, I just said we did not have sex.
Oh, you being vague about it, so I'm...
It's not worth conversation. This is not what we're talking about here. How do we go into
this? This is good show material right here, though.
Okay, but this is not good.
People like hearing
this. This is not good life material, because when the
camera... This is like therapy. This is like therapy. This is like therapy.
Okay.
We get it out there and open.
You know, having fun, it was just like in my mind, you know, I'm helping somebody else because, you know, he's not going to have a normal relationship.
Jesus.
You know... He's not getting out for years. And then here we are, 20 years later, he's still there. I mean, he's in a different facility, but he's still in prison.
Yes, I am, man. Yeah. But getting back, so that's the wildest thing you did for love.
Well, I mean, I tried to run somebody in a ditch one time.
Wow.
We were having an argument in the car. I put him out. He walked away. You know, I'm kind of bipolar. And that's what my kids say.
Bipolar mom.
Yeah, bipolar mom. AKA bipolar mom. Another AKA?
That's not one to be proud of.
Okay. Well, and therefore, I wanted him to get back in the car because I think it might have been raining. I know at least it was dark. And I was just like, get back in the car. I'll take you home. And he didn't want to get back in the car. So he was on the sidewalk. So I drove my car up on the sidewalk. He had to run into the ditch to keep me from running him over. And I didn't go in the ditch. So what is your crazy thing?
I ain't never did nothing crazy. Well, yeah.
See, he'll say that.
No. The craziest thing I ever did, I climbed a mountain one time.
And that wasn't with me. So.
And then when I got to the top of the mountain, the girl was like, not bad for a pregnant woman. I said, what? Nigga, I turned around so fast and walked down that damn mountain, left her pregnant ass. Hey, I'm talking in the dust. Because I was just like.
Oh, so you got another baby out there?
No, this when I was younger. I thought this lady liked me or something. You know what I'm saying? It was like a neighbor or something. She was like, you want to go mountain climbing? I'm thinking like, oh, we'll get to the top of this mountain. We're going, yeah, do it on top of the mountain. Yes. I mean, it wasn't a stone mountain, but still. You know what I'm saying? Get up there. Not bad for a pregnant. You pregnant? So then it hit me like, that nigga that be coming over there, that's her baby daddy. Nigga, you ain't have a shot. And so I just went home sad that day. Like, man. So it was a crazy thing I ever did.
Mm. Somebody who didn't get him, he ain't did nothing crazy for me.
I have done crazy things with you.
Yeah.
Come on now. Don't act like that.
Whatever. Moving on. What's the next topic?
Grace to take penitentiary chances for you on a daily basis.
I don't know where this was at.
Oh, okay.
Taking penitentiary chances where?
Where? I can't say it online because somebody might hear me and they might bring up charges.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it after.
Oh, you know where it is because every day I was coming home dropping like, there you go, there you go.
Don't
be acting like that.
I guess so. You might have. Did a little something.
Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, man, Mr. Jeffords, good luck to you. I'm coming from King Germ. I hope you get some money in that situation because, you know, it's time for the dudes to win sometime. Man.
It's time if for these niggas to get it like
these
together.
Niggas want
to
walk around here stealing niggas' ladies and shit, man, they're going to have to pay the price. In the pimp game, when you take a man,
really?
Woman,
really?
I'm just saying.
So now your wife saying, is a
no, I didn't say that.
That's
I didn't
what it
say that.
Like to me.
I didn't say that.
Piece
but
of
in
property.
In the pimp game, when a man come and take you for your, when he scoop your chick, he pays you, you got to give him a number what she worth. And you know what I'm saying? So if you feel like, hey, him stealing your wife, he owe you 50 grand. Hey, Fletcher Cox, be a man. Pay that man this 50 grand for taking this woman, man. Come on, man. That's wrong, man. Like, daggum. I mean, you knew this woman was married, bro. I don't care. You knew she was married.
I mean, it don't matter. She knew she was married. Bump Fletcher Cox.
Yeah, man.
Make the people who took the vows be responsible, not the people who are on the outside. They don't have to respect your vows. You do.
Mm. He's like, you left me with all these bills and our name together. Like, what is wrong with you, man? Nah. You know, give me my $50,000 and pay this whole little piece of house off. Shoot.
Anyway. He need to get some self-esteem, some pride, some something by himself, some business by himself. What kind of mess is that? You begging somebody for some money over some broad that don't want to be with you no more.
Hey, man, it happens, man. Another crazy news in the city of Camilla, Georgia.
Getting close.
Getting close. City refuses to give keys to the elected black mayor.
But in one Georgia city, the mayor there cannot even get keys to the city. Sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? Let's bring in the CBS 46 political analyst, radio show host, Rashad Ritchie. Welcome back, Rashad. Thanks for joining us. This Camilla, Georgia, okay, it's a small town.
Right.
It sounds like a throwback, something out of a movie, like Jim Crow.
This is extreme, Sharon. This is severe segregation sponsored by city government. I spoke with the mayor today. The mayor is a guy named Rufus Davis. Smart, has a law degree, has a background in Wall Street. The city voted that he cannot get keys to City Hall. He's been the mayor there for 2 years, and for 2 years, he has not been able to get keys to his own office. Now, he is protesting his own city.
So they say, after winning the deciding vote, this mayor has a huge task in front of him. This city isn't even desegregated? What the fuck? It's 2017, the city not and this is in Georgia.
Don't say it like that.
Here's to all the quick response people who love to chant racism and segregation no longer exists in America. Try to tell that to elected mayor Rufus Davis. Oh my God. According to CBS Atlanta, this is something most Americans thought was in the past. However, the city of Camilla, Georgia is showing its true face today. The source says Camilla City Council literally voted against handing over the keys to Mayor Davis' City Hall's office. Let's see. They said Camilla is comprised of 70% black population. With that in mind, is majority of residents choose to elect a black mayor, of course. The city council reportedly says it's not handing over the keys to Mayor Rufus Davis. Is the city council all black or something?
It can be.
I mean, what the fuck? So basically, this man won the mayorship. They not giving him the keys to his motherfucking office. Something like, I don't understand this shit. That's crazy. That's crazy. I mean, maybe he did something. I don't know.
He ain't do nothing. That the people elected him. He is the people's mayor. He deserves to get the freaking keys to the city.
It's probably not nothing you really. He probably like being the mayor. Probably not a high paying job in Camilla. It's probably he got a regular job too. Like the nigga probably like the mayor and the fire chief and the motherfucking dentist and the pastor and he fix cars and he work at the grocery store. You know what I'm saying? He probably like. Got a lot of jobs. And because, man, Camilla, Georgia, if you ever been through that, did you get a ticket to Camilla one time?
It's possible.
That was that little small-ass motherfucking town. I think that's...
I've been to Camilla, Georgia.
What little... That little... We was going through that little city.
Camilla not far from here.
Yeah, that was it then. That's where you got that little ticket at.
Because I think Camilla is near Tifton and all that.
Yeah, to Camilla, it's one of them little town about that big, man. You blinking, you already through it. You know what I'm saying? And so... It ain't nowhere you want to be. So, yeah, shout out to the people, Camilla. I don't know. The mayor, Rufus, keep your head up, man. Maybe you'll get into your little shitty job. You know, they'll let you in, man. But I just thought it was funny. That's why I put it on the list.
Yeah, strange things happen in Georgia.
Oh, yeah. And another thing, speaking of those pastors. Yeah, the cussing pastors are modernizing the church. I want you to hear this pastor right here.
And if he's cussing in the pulpit, he is not.
He's not cussing in the pulpit. I wouldn't do that.
how your pastor incursion. Oh, Shanaka Anderson, how your pastor incursion. Be aware of the problems. We are definitely living in our last age. Well, bitch, let me tell you something. You must be a bitch like Cheryl. Yes, I cuss. I'm the cussing pastor while your motherfucking pastor ain't doing a goddamn thing. I'm the cussing pastor that used my platform to raise $6,000 for this mother who was going through a plight while these other ignorant-ass, non-functioning-ass pastors wasn't doing a motherfucking thing in this city. Now, if that bothers you that I'm a cussing pastor, then get your motherfucking ass off my damn page. Plain and damn simple. See, I don't play. It's about being real. It's about the truth. And I don't give a damn what none of you bitches says and none of you hoe-ass niggas either. It's about telling the truth just like this. So, bitch, bye. I'm going to take you off the page so you don't have to worry about it. See, y'all be worried about the wrong thing. You curse. Yes, I curse. Hell, Jesus probably cursed.
Don't say that.
Jesus be sitting up in heaven looking at you ignorant-ass Negroes and saying, damn, I made that fool.
Yeah, he's a crazy person.
No, he's
that ain't even.
It's a whole like new like pastors. There's a lot of preachers now that are cussing now. They say they are modernizing the church because it's like they are changing the way they talk to people. Because it's like some people they like you know it's a new thing now, cussing pastors.
I've said it before.
How you feel about that?
I say it again. Church does not need a gimmick. God, Jesus, the Bible, the facts of what the Christians believe does not need a gimmick. So you don't have to trick people to come into church. You don't have to trick people into believing. People can curse and be Christians. There's nothing wrong with that. Nobody said that you can't. You can be a pastor and you can curse. But I don't care what nobody say. You should not be calling nobody no bitch and saying that you no pastor. That is one of the nastiest curse words. And I just don't understand why you would be comfortable sitting up in there saying that somebody is a bitch because she told you that you should not be cursing.
Said, bitch.
I mean, and he's looking more like a pimp than a doggone
said,
preacher.
I don't care about that. He said, you fuck ass niggas. Whole ass niggas. Hey, I like that guy.
I know you do. I like that guy. You like that old guy.
No, I'm just saying, it's just like, I need a preacher this.
No, you don't.
Yes,
no,
I do.
You if wouldn't go to church. You wouldn't go to yes, church if the pastor was cussing.
If my pastor was cussing singing, like that, I'd be in church.
Just so you can laugh.
No, because that'd be, nigga, I'd please. Be like, yay. Because I think his sermons would be a little more different.
It's not.
He'd be like, look, niggas.
He'd be sitting there reading them cuss words off that paper, too.
He'd be like, look, niggas. And he'd like talk to it in a way that, you know, I'm sitting there like, you know what? That's some real shit. Because sometimes, you know what I'm saying, when they deliver it to, they be I'm like, hi. And yeah, I'd be sitting there like, nigga, you can't. Because some preachers just look like they just wash themselves with the Holy Ghost and the Spirit. And they just be all heavenly and glowing and shit. And I just be like, nigga, you ain't real. Like, nah, nigga, like.
There's a lot of people out there that don't have to cuss to tell you that.
I mean, but you ain't got to cuss.
People who got a little more ruggedness to them and all of that. But that right there, that was too much.
That was too much. Okay. But I mean, you know, I'm sure he would calm it down if he just wouldn't be cussing like that in his sermon.
Yeah, I see you got a little girlfriend praising it.
Nigga, that's the one told them. My kids gave me that, man.
You just say so. Blame it on the children.
I mean, it is what it is, man.
It ain't what it ain't.
Anyway, like I said, I would go to his church. I know you wouldn't.
No, I would not.
Because he probably had like rapping instead of singing. Like Lecrae would be like, a Lecrae song would be like the song that you sing every, like the Glory Patri or something like that. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like a Lecrae verse. And man, speaking of Christian songs, man, that Kirk Franklin Smile song, man, got me in my feelings this morning. Had my day started right, man. I was happy as a mug this morning. I listened to that song this morning. Got my day right, man. So I want to shout out to The Mount Sinai YPD, because that's their number one hit right there.
Mm-hmm.
You going every third Sunday, you're going to get that song, bro.
Interesting.
You're going to get it. Straight up. And it's a great song. Like, I'm on the wagon now. But yeah, shout out to the cussing pastor, man. I want you to, you know, put your sermons online, because I want to see some of your work, man. You know, I'd be interested in seeing your work. Give you a shot. You know what I'm saying? See if you can
he
fuck with my
ain't
boy.
Talking about nothing.
See if you can fuck my boy Charles Stanley. If you can't fuck my boy Charles Stanley, then you know what I'm saying? You know. It is what it is. But moving along, man.
Please do.
Oh, the cussing pastor.
Yeah, the cussing pastor need to get his life together.
Jerry Richardson. He owns the Carolina Panthers, and he is selling the team after some sexual allegations.
So he done been feeling on 14.
Oh, man. Jerry Richardson was wilding. Let me... he would have a jean day where all the female employees would have to wear jeans, and then they had to stand up and show they, you know, turn around and show their butts in the jeans. And he would pay for all the women to get their feet done and nails done, and, you know, want to see him and stuff like that. You know, what else he would do? He was a little scumbag. Like, he kept it very scummy.
And like, so, I said, did he put his hands on anybody?
I'm pretty sure he was rich. I think he got some hand in with the Bojangles. He made his money off Denny's, and I think he might even own some Bojangles, like some, you know.
All I can say is, if the people are allowing you to get some perks, you must decline all of the advances so that you will not get caught up in these types of things.
Amen.
I'm sorry. I just can't handle it. I mean, the number of people who are coming out, if this was some random person who was your supervisor and you worked at Burger King or you worked at a regular job and this person was not famous, this person was not a multimillionaire, would you still have something to say right now? Mm. Would you? I mean, I know people at the job that I currently work at who are inappropriate. But when you tell the person that you don't appreciate their comment, the people back off. And maybe they just not as nasty as these people out here. But I'm positive that every case that we're hearing about, these people are not turning these people down. They're not. And you misleading people, and then when they get to the point where they done tried you up and you don't like this part, now all of a sudden you want to holler foul play. But I don't understand. I don't.
They said he would have asked the girls when they got in their jeans. Like,
let me see what he look like.
He look like an old.
Oh, yeah.
Southern white man. Hey, boy, come here, boy. They say, show me how you wiggle to get those jeans up. I bet you had to lay down on the bed to fit into those jeans. Did you?
Yeah, so that tells you a whole lot. What does that tell you? The heifer's wearing some tight jeans to the job.
Would make them on jean day. He would make them on jean day wear jeans.
Okay, they wearing jeans, but he didn't go and buy the jeans for them. So that mean that the jeans you chose to put your tail in, they was too doggone tight. And not to say that he got the right to harass them, but here we are again. You setting the stage, and you are not force looking at you talking about equal opportunity. You need to look at everybody's role in this environment. If you're telling me that you're a woman and your supervisor said, we're going to have jean day, it's some people who going to wear some nice looking jeans. You got some bedazzles on it. You're going to wear your little boots with it. Have a nice little cute blouse with it. You ain't got to have nothing that's looking like you done jam your stuff up in there. You can see all your front and your back and every crease and crevice of your body. So you telling me the man going to say, look like you had to wiggle in them or you had to lay down to put them on if they wasn't so tight. You chose to wear the tight jeans. Mm. And that's the bottom line. And these people need to stop lying and acting like I came to work dressed as Mother Teresa and the person pulled a ding-a-ling out on me. Mm. Them people ain't doing all that.
Okay, they said Friday was jeans day. When most staffers at the Carolina Panthers team offices would wear denim to work, the female employees knew what that meant. As a team owner, Jerry Richardson made his rounds on the way to his spacious office. He would ask women to turn around so he could admire their backsides. Then, in his rolling Southern drawl, he offered comment drawn from a store of one-liners he recycled each week. You know what I'm saying? So then, as he admired them, that's when he'd say those lines like, "Hey, did you have to lay down to get them jeans on?" So all the girls knew on Friday they had to wear the tight jeans so the owner could come through and look at them.
So like, if you didn't want to be there, then that mean what? You supposed to find you another job, man. Mm. I mean, that's just to speak to people having skills. Me personally, I always knew I was very opinionated. I still am. I have a lot to say on most issues, and that type of environment would not be one that I'm willing to subject myself to. If you telling me you got any self-respect, you got any talent, you believe in whatever it is that you know and how you carry yourself and your work ethic, there's no way I could sign up to go to any job. I don't care what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, and somebody approached me like that and I don't want it. The first time that was a part of my job description, I would have to put in my letter of resignation. There's no way in the world I would stay there.
Okay, then they have paid people off for stuff he done. Trigger complaints for sexual harassment against female employees and directing a racial slur to an African American employee. He made them sign NDAs and So yeah, he gave him money, so they can't even say nothing about it. So yeah, he did it. He did his diligent work, man. He's a dirty old man. He's 81 years old. So what do you come to expect from a motherfucker that's 80 years old? Like, you know what he is. A creepy, fucking racist. Like, I'm not surprised by any of this thing.
I mean, I'm not surprised either. I just say that people cannot keep saying me too, me too, me too. If you, I mean, I'm just being real. I'm a woman, and I know I'm flirtatious sometimes. And I mean, we here on the show, we talking, okay. We family. So my thing is, I just don't understand how you want the people of the world to buy in to the fact that you go to work dressed professionally, and somebody goes from hello to here's my dick pics. You cannot make me believe that that's what's going down in America.
I'm telling you.
It's not. I'm in the workplace. I have had people say inappropriate things to me.
Why didn't you report their ass?
Because I'm the kind of person who I can deal with my
stuff. See, that's not what
you
know.
No, because my thing is this.
If I say something to you
and you don't do it no more, there's nothing to report. People always, you go from 0 to 100. It ain't no need to go and get nobody involved. That's just like saying I walk in the store at Walmart. Yeah, they might have a little wet puddle on the floor. I might slip. I didn't hurt myself. I didn't twist my ankle. And I continue to walk. Or I'll go and get a manager and say, oh, y'all might want to take care of that on aisle 3. And go about my business. Somebody else, they finna slide all over these people's floor. They finna claim that something done happened to them. Even if it does happen, people get so used to wanting to blame other people. Some people are used to saying, you know what I'm saying, nasty comments or whatever. So they may feel comfortable. But when somebody sets you straight, you know that ain't for me. That ain't what you finna do to me. I mean, I was working. Somebody was like, ooh, you got some crumbs on your chest. I would wipe them off, but I don't want to catch a charge. I could have easily said, supervisor, so-and-so, just try me. What did I say? I said, your best bet is to keep your hands in your pocket because you reach over here in my chest, I'm going to fuck you up. Me and that person never had no more problems. That man never said nothing else to me. So I don't feel the need to be so, let's go report when all you got to do is handle your business. But, and people say, oh, well, you shouldn't have to. It doesn't matter. That's just like saying.
But if this happened repeatedly.
If this happened repeatedly after you set the person straight, yes. But these people are not telling these people anything because they claiming that this is the supervisor. I can't say anything to them. Everybody got a supervisor.
So if your boss came to you and was like, listen, I need to see your titties right now.
And I'm going to tell him no.
And you felt like your job was on the line.
No.
Like he was just like, yo, I need to see your titties right now. Or I'm starting, you know, like, I can't fire you, but I'm going to make your job here a fucking nightmare. What you going to do?
I'm going to report you. Like, everybody has a supervisor. And even if you felt like you couldn't go nowhere with it, if I have skills, I'll find another job, period. These people can't, and they can't make me believe that some of the stuff that they've done has not been because they know the environment that they're in. A lot of these people in entertainment, a lot of these people know, that's what everybody is why known that women go to these types of jobs and they are promiscuous and they are doing blah, blah, blah to get to the top.
But that's what I'm saying. The culture of the places like that, and the culture doesn't need to be like that. Like, why is it okay in this profession that you have to sleep your way up, or it's okay if you sleep with somebody to get in? You know what I'm saying? That's what they're saying. Like,
yeah, but you're ruining people's lives for a culture that you all have allowed to become. Because now people want to say something. Now we want to go and act like, oh, somebody's got to be the blame. Somebody's got to be the poster child of what not to do at your job. Hell, some of these women coming to these people's jobs with tight, nasty stuff on, and you getting what you want. So why all of a sudden, now that it ain't working for you, you some old dried up, can't get a job, heifer, and now you want to holler about what somebody did when you was in your prime. Fuck you. You can't tell me that these broads doing what they're supposed to be doing. That don't make no sense to me. I know a whole lot of heifers at my job right now. You ain't doing no darn work. You wear 4-5-inch heels. I work every day. Half the time I have on flats. Why? Because I'm doing real work. If it's something I'm doing requires me to be able to move something, pick up something, tote something up some steps, I can't do that in no heels. I got to be prepared for what I got to do. You talking about some people coming in there, you want to be dressed to the nines and all that stuff. Why are you doing that if that's not the type of job that you're in? You want to be looking all pretty and all this other stuff and you prancing around and you don't want somebody to look at you. Really? That's what you want me to believe, that you don't want nobody to look at you? when you done put yourself on some stilettos, you done put yourself on a platform, you're wearing these high heel shoes, you're wearing these short skirts, you got a little cleavage showing. What is that? That's asking for somebody to look at you. And you want to say, I can dangle this carrot in your face and you're not supposed to buy that.
I'm not supposed to buy that.
So that and therefore, there's something called professional dress.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So if I am professionally dressed, professional dress does not allow for you to be sexy. It allows for you to be clean. It allows for you to be tailored. It allows for you to look nice. But it does not, is not an alluring look. It's not. So if you're really dressed professionally, you have on pantyhose, you don't have bare leg, but you can be lifting it up and showing the people, all of that type of stuff, them men, you would be found out if you over here ripping somebody's stockings off of them or you doing anything aggressive to somebody. So, but a lot of cases, I don't think that's what's happening. Now, there are always some people who are being harassed, people who have been violated, and I don't take nothing for their story. But when you talking about the hundreds and thousands of people who now hollering about somebody done did them wrong, I got to question it. I got to. I'm a woman. I've been a woman all my life. I know what it is. I mean, I just have to say that. But I know what it is for somebody to approach you. I mean, people have said very, you know, derogatory things to me. But in the workplace and otherwise. But I just feel like people get too carried away. Everybody wants a payday.
So you are admitting that you have been harassed at the job.
Yes, I have. And probably every job I've ever had.
Like they said, most of them go unreported.
And it goes unreported because the people can't give me no money. So if I'm going to talk about a nigga who tried me up at the drive-thru when I was working, my supervisor tried me up at the drive-thru.
I mean, if you can say
when I was a teenager.
You're not reporting it. If you report it every time that you got sexually,
I get tired.
Okay, so then that way, that could let the school know, like, or wherever you work at, your job know that if you reported it and they did nothing about it and it kept going on, then you could get some money because it's like, look, I've been telling y'all about this for so long, I need my money.
But it's not about the money if we really are concerned about the problem that we have.
So do you think it's a
problem?
It's
about the culture. The culture is that men always get away with stuff. They say boys will be boys. People are going to do whatever. But it's not about the money. The money, no, it doesn't.
Nobody wants, a lot of people,
everybody wants the money. Everybody wants the money.
Some of them not even asking for money.
They ruining these people's lives.
Because they just want it to be, like, it's not fair that this man can go around doing what he's doing and still make millions and millions of dollars. You know what I'm saying? Like Weinstein, for instance. He was one of the big popular people, making a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Powerful. You know what I'm saying? So taking him down, they're not wanting his money. They're just like, hey, this man is a monster, and he needs to be got down, you know what I'm saying, taken care of. And that's what they're doing. So they're getting the monsters. Like, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
I see a lot wrong with it. If it's something that's proven, okay, yes, you dealing with that type of stuff. But when you're talking about you're going here, you rehashing something, and I mean, these people... In some cases, you have legitimate claims. In other cases, you got people who just going to jump on the bandwagon. That's just what it is. And so when you open it up like that, you are opening yourself out for false claims. And that's the thing I'm talking about. If somebody did something wrong, like you saying that you got caught in the process of shooting somebody. The person died, so now you convicted for murder.
Of course.
The state want to put 10 more bodies on you. Yeah, I might be a murderer, but you ain't finna give me all these other charges too.
But,
so you can't say just because I had
prove
one,
I killed them 10 niggas.
But you ain't proving that these other people doing all this stuff, because you say one person got a legitimate claim. Now everybody who come out the woodworks finna get a check or finna muddy up this person's name even more.
So you telling me your employer come out with a job wide suit against sexual harassment? Are you putting your name in there? They paying niggas.
No.
So they paying.
What would I do that for? I mean, it's not gonna change.
It was like, yo, $30 million for. We got $30 million. This is ridiculous. School's paying $30 million to all the sexual harassment claims that we got. So you telling me you wouldn't speak up then?
I mean, why would I need to? If somebody already done put it out there, it's out there.
Okay.
I just think that people need to be a little more, get more facts before they jump out there and just say that this person is blah, 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 blah. I mean, yeah, some people do things, but money make people do a whole lot of stuff. People get used every day because of the money that they have. Somebody will holler at you if they see, oh, you tricking, or you know what I'm saying, you treating, however you want to look at it. You sitting out there saying that, oh, this dude, niggas live off of women live off of niggas, all because of what you can do for me. That's what people do all day long. So you telling me that you somebody with some money or is known that you got money, people ain't a little more friendly? People ain't a little more frisky? Them heifers was chasing your dollars, and because you ain't marry them or be with them for real or buy them a house or whatever they was trying to get at you, now all of a sudden he nasty. He didn't come through on his promises. He was trying to screw. You was trying to get paid. So now you feel like it's a problem. A lot of these people are in the situation they're in because they was chasing after them people money.
But these niggas is out here pulling their dicks out on women.
And who pulling their dick out if they don't think it's warranted? I don't care what nobody
says.
They
feel like they are so popular and they can do this. They feel like I can do this because
I mean, niggas don't pull their dicks out if you don't make them feel welcome.
I mean, like, but them niggas was doing that shit. Like, you don't like them niggas, like, you got to read, like, these niggas some slime balls, man. As Dr. Brace would say, to coin his term, they dirtbags, real dirtbags. You know what I'm saying? So
I just don't think that everybody was doing it. It's some people who may have, but as far as the numbers that are coming out, that's just not normal. Man. That's just not normal.
Hey, man. Send my notes.
Yeah, I mean, I lived the life, and like I said, I know people, you got to give them some signal for them to feel like they can come through and say whatever. Okay. People are coming with a little light stuff, like, ooh, whatever, might see your panty print, something, say something. I'm just saying, then you shut it down, you don't have no problems. If you sitting there laughing like, oh yeah, I do have on some lace panties, or yeah, I do have on a thong, what you think he gonna say the next time?
Yeah, how far can I go now?
So then that's how we get to the dick pics. Ain't nobody going from hello to dick pics. I just don't believe it, but go on to the next thing.
Oh yeah, but see, the funny thing about it, I didn't get to it, was Diddy wants to buy the Panthers.
Okay, y'all, this is just in, breaking news. The North Carolina Panthers, okay? North Carolina Panthers are up for sale. I believe it's time to turn the franchise over to new ownership. Well, I need to send a message out to everybody in the beautiful state of North Carolina. I will be the best NFL owner that you can imagine. I will immediately address the Colin Kaepernick situation and put him in the running for next year's starting quarterback. It's just competition, baby. It's just competition. But also, I will have the best halftime show, the best selection of music, and we will win.
You know what I'm saying? He fucked up by saying the North Carolina Panthers. That's not the name, did he? First learn the name of the team before you try to buy it. And
like I say, you can call it what you want when it's yours.
But yeah, but, you know, it'll be cool to see Diddy buy the Panthers, but you got to keep them there. You can't move them now. Don't try to do no stupid shit. Try to move them. What else? I don't think the owners are going to approve Diddy. Like, you know what I'm saying? He said, the first thing I'm going to do is get Colin Kaepernick. So you got Cam Newton. He gonna say he gonna sign Kaepernick for what? Like he open up the quarterback competition
just to give him a job.
Yeah, but Kaepernick said he want to be on the ownership team. He want to be part of that. So he mixed that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, shout out to Diddy if you can make it happen, make it happen. But yeah, how would you feel about Diddy owning the NFL team?
I mean, I don't care. I mean, he got the money. He seemed like he knew how to handle his artists somewhat. So. Maybe he's a good businessman.
That's what's up, man. That'd be funny, man. He said the halftime shows would be the best.
I'm sure they will.
That's what he said.
Nah, I would look forward to that.
Oh, man. That'd be crazy. But yeah. Next topic. Joe Budden is leaving Everyday Struggle. He said that the contract, he said he felt like he did too much over there at Complex, and he wasn't getting compensated. He knew his worth, and they weren't trying to meet him with it. They wouldn't let him smoke in the bathrooms. You know what I'm saying? He said, hey, look, when you the top dog, you should be able to get away with certain things. And he felt like him smoking in the bathroom, like if he smoked a cigarette in the bathroom, it shouldn't be no problem. But, you know, he said that was a little thing that bugged him. And what else? But, yeah, man, Joe Budden leaving. So I don't know what's going to happen to that show. Shout out to Joe Budden. Just had a baby and everything.
He's still having kids? That man older than us?
No, Joe Budden probably about couple years younger than us. Well, I'm only 25.
If you see some, I know you knocking hard.
I'm only 25. Okay,
that's what the people say. That's what you're telling the people. So we going with it.
Born in 92. Chill. Mm-hmm. Chill.
Chill. I'm chilling. I guess I'm a cougar then.
Yeah. You are. You are. Queen Germ's a cougar. Anyway, yeah, Joe Biden just had his second kid. Yeah, he's a, you know, he got like a 17-year-old and a week-old kid now, so, you know. Yeah, but he left the show, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, fired, left the show, however you want to look at it. And so shout out to Joe Biden. Last thing, your boy George Zimmerman, man, he threatened Jay-Z over a Trayvon documentary. He said that he would throw, what'd he say? I want to get his words correct now. I want to quote George Zimmerman correctly. Fuck boy of 2012, 13, 14, you know, forever. He's the eternal fuck boy. This is my dog is snoring over here. Jesus.
Does that mean you're not that interesting?
Oh, no. She's a dog. She's supposed to sleep 16 hours a day.
But she doesn't.
Shit. Who knows? Oh, yeah. My boy. George Zimmerman. Not my boy. The boy. The fuck boy. He said, what did he say? He said, anyone who fucks with my parents will be fed to an alligator. He said, Jay-Z should be, no, he said something about 2012. What is that he said?
Zimmerman told The Blast that about 2 weeks ago, a production team headed by the docuseries executive producer Michael Gasparo showed up unannounced to his parents and uncle's homes in Florida to get them to speak on camera. The Blast notes, he claims that production harassed his family but refused to elaborate on what the harassment was. He also would not answer whether his family agreed at any point to go on camera with the producers. Zimmerman also made a chilling and disturbing reference to Martin's murder in 2012, saying, I know how to handle people who fuck with me. I have since February 2012. Zimmerman is also upset over the money he claims was paid to his ex-wife in order for her to participate, as well as money not paid to his parents or family members. Zimmerman adds that above the production team, he holds Jay-Z and Gasparo most responsible, threatening them, saying, anyone who fucks with my parents will be fed to an alligator.
But he said some disgusting shit. Oh, yeah. He was like, I know how to handle people who fuck with me. I have since February 2012. You know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, George Zimmerman, you are the ultimate fuckboy. Like, you're a grown-ass fucking man. You are, like, parading. You're, like, patting yourself on the back for killing a teenager, nigga. Like, you ain't a teenager that's whooping your ass, by the way. You know what I'm saying? You had to shoot this man. So I don't want to. You can't be patting yourself on the back. You are the supreme. Supreme of all the fuckboys. Like, you are the biggest fuckboy to ever live, George Zimmerman. And I hate your motherfucking ass because you ain't shit. And I swear to God, I don't know why. I really wish Saul Wright was here so he could, you know, let off some of that rage. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? It's just because, man, you're disgusting. You know, Snoop Dogg said if one has hurt on the whole head over this bullshit, heads will motherfucking roll. And he motherfucking right, nigga. You're not going to, hey, look, man. George Zimmerman, you fucked with the wrong one when you said Hov, my nigga. Do you know this nigga that raised they kids off Jay-Z lyrics, nigga? Real talk. So, don't do that. Don't do that. Any thoughts on George Zimmerman?
I have no thoughts. I've shed enough tears doing that. I can't stand him.
Yeah. Oh, God. How the system failed us. TV talk, man. I'm still trying to watch Mindhunter, man. I probably only watched two shows in the last week of that Mindhunter. It's real. Like, I don't know, man. It's just, I don't know. I have to be high when I watch it because it's a lot of fucking talking, dialogue. You know what I'm saying? Not a lot of action, a lot of dialogue. So I really have to be dialed in. That's why I don't really get through it that much. I've been watching Empire still, thanks to Saul Wright. I mean, really, Saul Wright got me watching Empire. That's the only reason why I watched the show. What else? Shameless is still fucking awesome. Watching that. Need some new shows, man. It's people, drop some comments, man. Waiting for new Black Mirror to come out. And that's about it. So that's all for TV talk. Really dry.
And I don't watch TV.
Yeah, Queen Germ doesn't watch TV. You know what I'm saying?
And QVC.
Yeah, the news HSN. And QVC. And HSN, that's it. Shopping networks. All right, man. I was on Facebook the other day, and this post kind of like made me think about people in a bad manner and see how fucking humanity has failed us. So it was this girl. She just had a baby not too long ago. And so this is the post. She said, a stranger. She said she was out. Some dude hollered at her. This is my keeper. She said she was out. And dude was like, hey, I've been noticing you. How long you been working here? Well, actually, she said she was at work. She was like, 7 years. So the dude was like, cool, you got a man? She said, no. And then so the dude was like, wow, can we exchange numbers? She was like, sure. So the dude was like, yo, do you have kids? I do. I got four. They're grown. My youngest is 17 years old. So she was like, yes, I have four, too. So the dude was like, that's what's up. How old are they? She said, 18, 14, 8, and a two-month-old. So the dude was like, give me my number back. And then she was like, okay, why? He was like, because your daddy is new. He said, your baby is new. You're still messing with your old, I guess, the baby daddy, or you'll go back to the father. It's too soon for you to be taking numbers. And she was like, well, damn. So then the comments, this is what really got me upset. Because, A, you got a two-month-old baby. You ain't got no man?
You can't judge her.
I ain't judging her. But
obviously you are. That's what that sounds like. But you got a
two-month-old baby.
It don't matter. She know what that relationship is over with. That relationship might have been over with when she found out she was pregnant and the nigga slid on her. So what you talking about? So she know it's done. She got two months into this thing, and she already know that the relationship ain't no good. She trying to holler at the next man. He got four kids. How you can judge anybody?
I
promise you he got at least two baby mamas in that mix.
But I'm just saying about, okay, so...
I feel like I'll always smash with you, so it don't matter if we're together or not. So, some people feel that way.
Is that
you got four kids, no matter how old your kids are.
Okay, so what I'm saying, if this nigga got a two-month-old baby, this nigga might be like, yo, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to go do the right thing by my kid. And then go back, you know, like saying.
It don't matter. He could still be messing with all of his baby mamas. All of them.
So then the comments, like somebody was like, good, he wasn't for you, no need to waste your time. And then one girl's like, this for real? She was like, yes, it was. Oh, he ain't shit. Oh, my God.
I'm saying, you scared? What you scared for? The girl said she wasn't with nobody. She could have lied to you and told you she had four kids and said that the youngest one was 2 or the youngest one was 12 or whatever the case may be. If she thought that was going to be an issue, she called herself being honest with you. And then you going to take that information and go and say, give you your number back. Nigga, you ain't nobody. You ain't nobody. Like, you talking about getting to know somebody, just say, hey, she might not, you know what I'm saying? Y'all might figure y'all ain't really hitting it off no way. Ain't got nothing to do with the kids. Oh, you gonna jump out there and say, you got four kids. Yeah, I got four kids too. My kids grown. How old is you? Because clearly, you got, the youngest is a 17-year-old. And then, you know what I'm saying? You talking about something, you judging this broad because of what she got going on.
I'm not judging her. I'm just judging the logic that they was mad at him. I can understand.
I mean, either way, I can understand why the nigga
was like, hey, yo, you got a two-month-old? Like, come on now.
I mean, I can understand that. But like I said, anytime anybody got kids, period. If you got multiple kids by one person, that mean they might mean something to you. You might slide with them again. I mean, it's a whole lot of things that have to do with that you would deal with a person for on. So, you know, people do what they do. They can have that.
That's what's up. Interesting.
Interesting.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. How many kids you got?
2.
Mm.
Shoot. You know you don't.
I don't know what you got going on. You said, I know what I got. You got pregnant women walking up the mountains with you.
Nigga,
I ain't never heard that story. I thought we done told everybody all our. We done told each other all our stories.
Yeah, that was. I told you that was.
You ain't never told me that before. But thank you, Frocas. This is helping.
Yeah, it's coming out. Hey, look. Tell me what's worse: climbing a mountain or jacking a dude off at a maximum security prison.
Nothing.
Which one on the scale?
I was helping humanity. I was the bust a nut. I happened to be there.
Yeah.
And hey, it was what it was. I got a nice little picture. The people drew of me and him together, though.
Oh shoot! Probably still got it.
I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to see this. I got to see this. Hey, boy.
Oh.
That's amazing, bro.
284.
Man. Mm-mm-mm.
Nonetheless.
Anyway. So, yeah, man. That was my Keep It 100. Just want to see how y'all... I think my Keep It 100 going to be a Facebook post every week where I see something just like what just made me question people. Like, what are y'all thinking? Anyway. So winners or losers, man. You got any winners or losers this week?
The winners? I would say the winners are all the kids who still believe in Santa Claus. Because that's going to be the, you know, being naive, having hope. It's just a special time in your life. This time of year is very special for me because I love the holidays, to be with my family, eat good, exchange gifts, laugh, stories, all that good stuff. So my winners are all the kids that still believe in Santa Claus and the Christmas magic.
Losers?
Losers, yeah. Half of the people who were lined up outside my door on Monday are losers. How do you ask somebody to give you 8 percentage points to pass a class that's 33% of your licensure exam? You need to know this information. Like, there's nothing you... I mean, like, if you don't fail this class, you'll never go back and read this material. You'll never be able to master those objectives in this course. So, yes, I have to give you a grade. You'll see me again in a repeater course next semester. But yeah, just the idea of them thinking that after giving you 5 points, I will give you 8 more so you can get out of my class is ludicrous. So yeah, they're losers. Oh, and the cheaters who ended up having to get the zeros in the course. So yeah.
Well, damn. My winners, man. My winner is Kobe. First player to get 2 numbers retired by 1 team. The shit was amazing. 8 and 2-4. That shit was a shout-out. So shout-out to the Mamba, my winner this week. And my other loser is James Brown, the announcer James Brown. Man got reckless with his Twitter this week, man, and said it released a old reckless-ass tweet where he was talking about. Let me show you what this man said. Man, okay. So, James Brown put like, sexy little brunette bitch sucking and fucking her personal trainer's big cock. It was a link from Damn Lips, a scene, a porn scene that he shared out on his Twitter handle. Oh, man, he hit share while he was watching some porn and the motherfucker went on his Twitter and goddamn it. Then, of course, he claimed he was hacked. So, you know, man. So not only are you a loser for that bullshit, you're a loser for your hairline, James Brown. You need to do better. That shit is horrible. You look horrible up there. You made too much money for your hair. Look, niggas is buying hair these days. Look at Dion's shit. Dion had bought a whole head of hair. Dion is not buying. For real. Dion had bought a whole... Look at Dion's
Don't
shit.
Don't talk about Dion. He done sat there and talked to your son and all.
Hey, Dion, look. I think me and him are friends now, so he'll think it was cool.
Oh, okay. As long as you think so.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna be like the dude. My Dion, he met me at Corey something camp. This man that bought him a whole head of hair, bro. See, so that's how he looked this summer. Let me see. Now, that man that bought him a whole head of hair, bro. Look at that.
I just want all y'all to know it feels so good to be back. Hey, Sean, this ain't no die. Sean, man.
Yeah, baby.
What? You see? What? That rut ain't no die. That's me. I'm back.
Yeah, baby.
Money. Money is something. Money is a blessing. Everybody buy booty. I got some help.
That's probably airbrush.
No, he got a hair. He admitted he got a hair transplant.
Hey, when you got money.
You can do it like that. So, yeah, man. But those are my losers, man. Did I say everybody my losers?
You didn't have one loser and one winner. You had Kobe as your winner, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, and James Brown. Yeah, so that's all my winners and my losers, man. So, yeah, man. That's the show this week. What number we say it was?
284.
Yeah, 284, man. That's how we do it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, my niggas. Man. What you want for Christmas, Queen Jane? If you could get if you could just like the one gift that I mean, just be unreasonable.
That's not realistic.
That's not realistic. Yeah, okay. Not like what you want me to get you, but like you would just like, yo, if I get this gift, it'd be the shit.
If I could get me a Chevy Suburban with all the bells and whistles,
like a Mexican,
Really? Really? That is very disrespectful.
That was bad. Mexicans get all the accessories on their car.
I'm talking about I want everything.
Mexicans get all that. They have all the little trimmings on. You be like, damn, nigga, you got chrome on the door handles.
Yeah,
nigga.
I want all of that. Yes, that's what I want for Christmas.
Oh, shit.
Now, realistically, I want this Brahmin Weekender. And I even got a coupon for it. They have a little sale going on at Dillard's. And you can use a little 20% off. But it is a very nice bag and very high quality. So, yeah. I've had my eye on it for a long time. I've been watching it. Hopefully, I... after, you know, we finish playing Santa Claus with the kids, we have enough change left over and I can still get it with my coupon. And, yeah, that would be very nice. What would you like?
Reasonable.
Realistic, yeah.
Realistically, like a quarter ounce of weed.
And how much does that cost?
$125. Maybe a half ounce or something like that. A half ounce of weed. That'd be like $150. You know what I'm saying? At the most. That'd be like the perfect gift.
Would it?
Yes! I would love that. Like, what?
So just give you $150 so you can buy some weed.
No. You gotta get the weed and make it like...
I gotta go and get the weed. How the hell I would go and get the weed? Man. I'll bring you some bag of leaves. Yeah. And wouldn't know no difference.
Yeah, you're right.
That's something. Because then that means I got to go and talk to somebody and put myself in the situation.
Or you just have to call one of my friends and be like, hey, I need you to do me a favor. Trying to surprise your boy for Christmas, blah, 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 blah. You know, that's how, you know.
That's how they go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know.
I'll stick with the cigarillos.
Unrealistically, like a pound of weed.
Really? All of it got to do with weed, for real? You don't want nothing that don't have to do with you smoking?
I mean, no.
I don't know what I thought you was going to say, but it wasn't that.
My Christmas, right?
It's your Christmas. You're right. You are right.
Mm-hmm.
I just knew you was gonna say something like, nothing like that though.
Mm-hmm.
Weed and more weed. That just does not. Realistically, I want some weed. Not realistically, I still want more weed. Like what the hell? Like that's not a suggested gift. What's up? I mean, I thought you were gonna say something like Super Bowl tickets or I mean some shit I can't afford or can't, you know what I'm saying, get. Say weed and more weed. What the hell?
A pound though. That should be fucking just a big old bag. I could just sit there like,
my goodness.
Man, that should be fucking litty.
Would it?
What? Man. 16 ounce. I'd sit there just put a big old mouth. Have me a little bowl. Just like.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Okay, to the millions.
And millions. This has been episode 284 of the Frocast. This is your boy, King Germ. On behalf of Queen Germ, on behalf of Sick Ass All Right, we are signing off. Hope y'all enjoyed this shit, man. This might be our last show of the year. It might not be. Who knows? But, yeah, man. Had a blast this week talking to y'all, man. Talking to Queen Germ. Did you have fun?
I had a good time.
You're getting a little better with it, man. Get more smooth, get more professional, man. And that's all it's about, man. We got to get the people quality show, man. Can't be putting no BAP out there, man. We don't get no BPRs, man. No bad podcast reports, man. We want people to enjoy the Frocast. So if you enjoy the Frocast, man, share it, retweet it, comment, subscribe, leave a comment, do something. You know, leave a rating. We ain't had a rating in 3 years. So please, man, somebody, if you really listen to this show on iTunes, Leave a rating, because it'll let us know. Leave something. I mean, damn. That's all we asking y'all to do. I mean, we know y'all listening. We see the numbers, so stop playing. Be nice. This your boy, King Jern. This Queen Jern. And we out. Peace.
Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not.